We are learning Masechtas Shavuos, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting a little more than halfway down Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The first words on the line are Hoyel V'Demeh Yekarim. We're starting from Amamar, a little more than halfway down Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Amamar, Meisah, we learned in this Braisa about a Parah Aduma that if it dies, Tiftei Kepoidit. Freite Gemara, the Chipoidim is HaKachim L'Achilim L'Klavim. It's actually a Machlaikis, but we're asking, are you Poid HaHekdesh, or what are you going to do now with this Hekdesh that turns Chulin? You give it to the Klavim, because it's an Avela. Bishlama, usually the time when you Poid a live animal, you redeem a live animal that has a Mum, so you sell it for someone who will have it for food, have it for Shabbos Suda, for Yontov Suda. You use it for something that has a value. But to give it to Klavim, you don't be paid the hekdesh to give it to Klavim. So here, v'chi paid the hekdesh l'hakilim l'klavim, amram sharshia. No, you still use it m'shem ayra. There's still a purpose of redeeming it and making it chulim because someone will use the hide and the skins of this behema. Freit the Gemara, we're going now that the reason why you could be paid these paraduma, even though it's shaguf, is because had it didn't leave bezdin masdalim. So v'kaim bezdin u'masnu adayta da'ira, does bezdin make a lave bezdin masnaleim even just for the oir, for the skins, for the hide? Amrav Kahana, Amri Inchi, yeah, megam la una. That it's even worth it to buy a camel just for its ear. That means there's a big value in behemoth and hide and oir of a behemoth. There's very big value in it. Like people say, megam la una. Zotamar vaita, esve. We're going back to the din of Leiv Bezdin Master Aleim. And we have another Kasha. Eisvei Akasha from our Mishnah. And this is why this whole sugi came in, because of this Gemara's Kasha. Eisvei, we learned in our Mishnah that Rav Shimon says that each one of the Musafim have its own purpose, its own kapara. We have the Sa'ir and Asa V'chutz, which is the Musaf of Yom Kippur. That comes for Einba V'yeshba. Then you have all the Se'iri HaRegolim that comes for Tumah of Einba V'Einba. You don't know the beginning, you don't know the end. And then you have Rosh Chodesh for Tarash Achlas Atami. That's what Rav Shimon learns. And the Mishnah says, someone asked him, so if one of them get lost, let's say the Yom Kippur one gets lost, how could I makriv it now on Musaf for Yom Tov? And if Yom Tov is lost, can I makriv it on Musaf for Rosh Chodesh? It's not the same kapara. That was the conversation there. Let's see the Gemara. Eisvei. It says now, Mishnah Amrulah, the Rav Shimon, Ma'oshay Kuvazeh Bezeh. If one of them gets lost, came makriv it on the other day, on the Yontiv or on the Rosh Chodesh, Amrulahu. So Rav Shimon said, yeah, Yikiru. Amrulah, so they said back to him, Hov ain't kaparas from Shava, hechen kreiv. Not the same kapara, how could they makriv it on Rosh Chodesh or on Yontiv? Amrulahem, so Rav Shimon answers, all in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon answers, Kulam ban lechabar Tumas Mikzvah Dashav. They all have a tzara shava, they all have a common denominator, that they all are matama mikdash kedasha, therefore they could be used on the other musaf. Frank the Gemara, what was the kasha exactly on Rav Shimon? Vamai, let him say, lema, leiv bezdin master leim. What's the problem? Rav Shimon could answer very simple, that the bezdin makes a tanai, that if it gets lost, then we'll use it for the vinyantiv. Why do you have to come on to a whole doichet the teretz that this is different? Why you say a whole doichik teretz that here it's to make the shkadasha? Why are you saying that? So that was the kasha. We're asking Aram Shimon, why didn't you answer leiv bez demaslam? So must be that we don't hold leiv bez demaslam. That's where it's kasha. Frank Tyson's obvious question. Why don't we answer the same thing we answered before? That shani avudim. It's a milsta shicha. Dr. Tyson's on the bottom. Tyson Aram Shimon Leslie. Lemoso shnuya avudim shani. The avudim de leel. Vaday lo yishchichi nizharim l'sham v'yosef. He says it's not normal for you to lose the Gemara before. It's not normal. This is I'm talking about regular musaf. A musaf you would lose. The Gemara before, which is talking about the parvisari goes in the mefnim, so or the sira of ezara also has an element of mefnim. So that is not common to you to lose it. That's Tosfos first there. That's what that avud mo yishchicha. And another teretz is that the parvisar itself is lo yishchicha. It only happens once a year. Also, siyar v'rezar is no yishchicha. But this is a musaf. It happens all year round. That's more shchiach to have a musaf, and therefore it's not called milsa yishchicha. But the Gemara's kasha is one Rav Shimon answer leiv bez de mastalem. That's how you bring in another yontif or another Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara, Rav Shimon kamres. You have a kasha Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon less leiv bez de mastalem. There's not a hold of The whole din of leiv bez maslim, Rav Shimon was not hold of that. Omar Rav Idi ba'oven, Omar Rav Amram, Omar Rav Yechanan, Tamidim shloi hutzuchu letzibur. That was the whole sugi star roof of Shem Rav Yechanan, that Tamidim, it was Ula b'shem Rav Yechanan, here Rav Amram b'shem Rav Yechanan, this whole din of Tamidim, at the end of the year, when you have four extras, so chuchu letzibur, liver Rav Shimon, zok Rav Yechanan, ein niftim tamimim. Liver chachomim, niftim tamimim. This whole din that he said, that you could pay the tamimim, is only going to chomim. Rav Shimon tackles, you can't. And we have to show, we'll see that this is like a Masaira, he had a Masaira that Rav Shimon did not hold of Niftim Tamimim, and Rabbanim did hold. That's why it's not Shver in our Mishnah, why he didn't answer that, because he does not hold of Leiv Vezna Masalim. So Gemara says, where do you find Taka Dacham clearly hold that it could be Payet Tamimim? Rabbanim, the plegal leader of Shimon, Maniyu, who is this Rabbanim? Where do you see this Rabbanim to hold that you could be Payet Tamimim? Ename, if you can say it's Rabbanim, the Katayras, if you can say it's Rabbanon of Keteris, that we have a first Brisis on Amun Aleph, that by Keteris you can play this, you see, he holds Leiv Vez Masalayim. It's not a Raya on top of your Vez Masalayim. Maybe it's not a Raya. Shani Keteris La Bariyah. Maybe Dafika by Keteris he holds, you have idea of Leiv Vez Masalayim because you don't have a choice. Masha'inkin by Behema, who said? Maybe there because you have an option of letting him get a mum, so why don't you, but it's me, let him get a mum. Why is this a Raya that Rabbanon holds Leiv Vez Masalayim? Maybe Dafika by Keteris. So Betzem, right here, if you stop right here, so what's more saying? The Keteris is not a raya to Leiv Vez Demaslehem. So Freik Taisvis, so why the Gemara before, and Daf Yudom and Aleph, the Gemara there, Yudom and Beis, the Gemara there said that Rabba Esther of Chista, what do you mean? Kedusha Sheben Hechrocha? So Chista answers, what do you mean? We have Keteris. We have Keteris. We have Shadia of Keteris. The opposite of Chista asked Rabba, where did the Kedusha go? So Rabbah answers that we have Keteris. What's the Raya? Keteris is not a Raya. So Tosis over here asks his Kasha. Tosis the Maschashani. In the second half of Tosis in Taima, Leel the Park, Rabbah, the Rabbah Chista. Mastisim, the Moisak Keteris, the Marla Mashani. Why don't you say it's not a Raya from Keteris? There's La Baria. Your story, Mashu, the Rabbah Chista, Islay, She'in Leiv Vez Maslay, Mashu Mokoim, left Gigas Gup. From his Kasha, you see, if Chista held, there's no such thing. So he said it is just a thing. I'll show you back Tyrus. But here we're trying to find a Rabbanon that holds clearly by Behemoth that you have Leiv Vez Masalim. We're saying it's not a Raya. Because Tyrus is not a Raya because Laab Ariel. El Rabbanon de Paro. May you arrive from Paro Duma. There you see you have Leiv Vez Masalim. No more. Dimashani Paro. The Demel Yakarim. That's why there it's very expensive. That's why you made Leiv Vez Masalim. Who said you have it? Be'evikar. Ve'ela. The Raya will be of Rabbanon de Omruloi. The Rabbanon who asked the Kasha Ram Shimon in our Mishnah. Obviously, they hold of Leiv Bez Demastalayim, because they're asking our Rab Shimon that Bishlam and me, I hold Leiv Bez Demastalayim, that's why I can makrovit on a different yontif. But you, what's the pshat? So, Frey Tigamara, how in the world is that a raya? Because who said that's pshat on the Omruloi? Memai de Rab Yehuda he, which is Takam, Rehuda holds that the Kabbonis of Yom Kippur are not machapa, the same thing as the Musaf of Regalim. And if he's asking the Kasha on Rabbi Shimon, it must be he holds Leiv Bez Demaslam, that's why you could do it. Memai de Rabbi Yehudi Yivach Kamalei, Bishlam Ledidi, Da Amina Leiv Bez Demaslam, Am Tulach Yakrivu, Elidach Da Amish Loi, Amai Yakrivu, who said it's going with Rabbi Yehudi, and then there'll be a ride, Rabbi Yehudi holds Leiv Bez Demaslam, Dilmara Meyehi, Vach Kamalei, Bishlam Ledidi, Bishlam I hold, Da Amina Kolas Irim Kaparos and Shava, all the Irim are all the same, Mishimach Yakrivu, Elidach Amai Yakrivu, Ve'as Pshan the Mishnah, which means like this, let's get this clear. It said in the Mishnah that the Asher of Shimon, you will hold that every Musaf has its own kapara, Musaf of Kippur, Musaf of Yom Tov, Musaf of Rosh Chodesh has its own kapara. So the Asher of Shimon, for you, if it gets lost, how do you bring out the other one? So Gemara says, why didn't Rav Shimon answer Leiv Bez Demaslam? Teresi says, in the hold of it. Now, the one who asked Rav Shimon the Kasha, what did he hold? So Gemara says, maybe, you know, the one who asked Rav Shimon the Kasha was trying to prove his point that Leiv Bez Demaslam. Bishlam, I hold Leiv Bez Demaslam. But you, who don't know Leiv Bez Demaslam, how can you bring this Musaf for that Musaf? So the Gemara says, who says that was the Taina of the Amruloi? Maybe the Taina of Amruloi was Rav Meir talking, which Rashi the Mishnah Tak explains that way. Rav Meir was talking. Rav Meir was saying, I'm proving my point that all the Musafim come for the same thing. And that's why, that's his Kasher of Shimon. Based on me, it's good. Why? Because all the Musafim come the same thing. But are you, that every Musaf is separate, so how does, if it gets lost, how do you bring it to the other thing? But you don't find anyone who holds Leiv Bez Demaslam. If it would be Rav Yehuda asking the Kasher, Rav Yehuda or Mishnah holds, that the Siri Regalim Rosh Chodesh do the same thing, and Yom Kippur is something else. And he's asking, Yom Kippur gets lost, how you let it be Makriv on Rosh Chodesh, I have different kapara. And Rav Yehuda will be saying, Mishnah for me, Lev Bez Masdalein. But for you, what do you do? Then it'll be a Raya. But who says Rav Yehuda? Maybe I'm talking. Let's see this inside one more time. And this is what he was saying. Bishlam of the Dida Mina, Lev Bez the Masdalem. That Bishlam of the Fimi holds Lev Bez the Masdalem, I'm too Lahachi Akribu. That's why you can make it on a different Musaf. Ella the Doctor Amris Loy, Amaya Akribu. Then that would be his Kasha, if that was the Kasha that he holds Lev Bez the Masdalem. But the more saying, maybe it's Rameir who's saying the Amr Loy. All the Siyam bring the same exact, all the Musaf are the same Kapara, Mishmach, Yakivu, you can make if it gets lost for a different Yontif. Elo the Doch, but for you, Rab Shimon, hold everything separate, Amaya Yakivu. So the Gemara is basically saying is, I don't even write any Rabbanon that say clear, Leiv Bez the Masdalem by a Tamimim, by a carbon. I don't have anyone clear. Qatar is not a Raya, Parad Duma not a Raya, I don't have any other Raya. Rabbi Yechanan Gemara Gamala. He had a Masaira. Ledivir Rab Shimon ain't Niftin. For Rab Shimon, there is no pidyon on Tamimim. And the Rechamim Niftin. And for Rechamim, you have Leiv Bez the Masdalem and you can pay it. So Gemara ends off now. So for Rab Shimon, the less the Leiv Bez the Masdalem, my Avdilhu. What do you do with the extra four Tamidim? Now the Gemara, the Ritva speaks out, the Gemara could have said that according to Rab Shimon, you let it get a mum. And then you point it. That's a simple answer. But the Gemara wants to know, is there a way that you can actually mark of these four? Because it can't be pointed. So is there a way to mark actually, because no Leiv Bez the Masdalem. Gemara wants to know, is there a way you can actually mark of these four? You could. You can mark of those four as a carbon oiler of Kayet Semesbeach. You take a not poided, you use these behemoths itself for a carbon. How? By Makayet Behemoth Semesbeach. That means according to the Rabbanon, Leiv Bez the Masdalem, you actually poided it, you transfer it, the Kedusha off, onto money, and that money used for Rekuya Pachim. And then you buy it again with the new Chumas Halishka from the new Machsa Shekel, and you mark it on his back. According to Rav Shimon, you could wait to get some mum, but if you want to be mark of these four, the way to do it is just you bring it as Kayetz HaMizbeach, which we'll see soon in the Gemara, on tomorrow's daf. The Kayetz HaMizbeach means you give it for the extras, to give dessert to the Mizbeach, you give extra Kabbalahs to the Mizbeach, and that's what you use these Kabbalahs actually for Oila, which Talmud is Oila, use it as an Oila, as Kayetz HaMizbeach, and that's the eighth according to Rav Shimon, if you want to use these four Tamidim. So coming out of Maisa, the Leif Bez the Masdalem is Machlaik. This according to Rabbanon, you could be paid to Tamidim. According to Rav Shimon, you can't be paid to Tamidim, and we didn't find them a first Rabbanon anywhere, because in our Mishnah, when it says Amrulai, it's Rameya talking who says that all the Kabbalahs are the same carbon, that's what you can make of it one for the other one, and not because Leiv Bez the Masdalem. Therefore, we don't have a first surprise that says Rabbanan's Messiah, Rabbanan hold Leiv Bez the Masdalem, and Shimon hold no Leiv Bez the Masdalem.